going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Nathan Zagura, Browns analyst, joining the Modern Boys earlier today. He said it with his chest right there.
No, he's making some sense right there.
Nathan's
is what he's
got
doing.
Some conviction to him, and that's the way we like it right here on this station. I just disagree. I mean, listen, I don't know why it would matter in the first round. If Shador was a first-round talent, I guarantee you it wouldn't matter. I don't know why that all of a sudden starts to matter. If he is a draftable, playable quarterback, it's going to cost him 10 draft slots, 15 draft slots. Like almost any other position, I might buy it more. If Shador was a running back, well, we've already minimized the importance of running back in the NFL. So if he was a second round running back talent, but people are worried about Deion, maybe he becomes a fourth rounder. Maybe then. As a quarterback, it's just such a quarterback league.
We were playing off the premise that he would go to the fourth round. So, like, if it's in the fourth round, then it's already been proof positive that Deion has a massive effect. Like, did you see the video?
Like Deion is like a pariah. People like Deion. He has a huge amount of friends across the league.
People like Deion, but the league also doesn't like when they turn last night into a Shador Sanders is Aaron Rodgers is Tom Brady is Joe Montana, like Mel Kiper turned it into in defense of Shador Sanders.
But listen, if Shador's a bust, he'll be Shagone. If Shador's a really good player, none of this will matter.
Well, I do wonder how much this changes Shador in many ways. Like, if there actually is a fall,
I wonder. Think Deion Sanders' kid can be humbled?
I think that's what it would do, right? How does something like last night not humble you in any sort of way? The whole entire existence of Shador has been him just being, I'm not going to say given, he's earned a lot of opportunities, but taking advantage of those opportunities and then thriving in those opportunities, even when people think his back is against the wall. And all he did last night was, for the first time, you watched him, is just that life didn't go the way that he thought it would. How is that not humbling?
Michael on Twitter saying, because it was going to sound like I'm anti-Deion, I'm not. It's just, when Deion has success, it was a manifest destiny. When Deion doesn't have success, there's some biblical verse out there. Meaning, like, when Deion errs, oh, guys, it's okay. I'm just going to go to a Bible verse. Like, I've never seen Deion be humbled.
I'm talking about Shador.
Well, no, I think my point is they're very similar in terms of there's a strong amount of confidence in both guys. You can call it arrogant. Some probably would call it arrogant. They're very, very similar in how they interact with things. So I think my point is I've watched Deion Sanders be on the earth for 60 years. The guy's lost toes, got divorced. Had issues at a school that he ran that we conveniently forgot about. I've never seen the guy take accountability or be humbled. it's kind of tough to not suggest maybe the same thing's going to happen with his kid.
No, I don't think you are your father, by the way. I think Shador can definitely start to separate himself.
But I think he might be.
I think last night, I just don't know how it doesn't humble you in any way. Like, there's got to be some part of last night that he just watched as it didn't go his way, and he was like, oh, okay. But I also think he's going to come back stronger for it, too. I think he's the type of person
that's going to be a better quarterback now.
I think he rallies around that type of thing.
Yeah, I mean, Lewis Riddick today was like, man, he's got a chip on his shoulder. I was like, all right, dude. Hey, he had a chip there before, but now it's a bigger chip, so he's going to play harder this time. 216-474-0092. Okay. Michael saying, is Shador the Yoko Ono of afternoon drive?
Well, I like how you put out there, you're like, this is hopefully our last Shea argument.
Oh, yeah, I meant this hour.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
I was going to say,
that
there's
last one.
There's
if
zero
I said
chance.
Last segment, that's just bad typing out of me.
Zero chance. That's how that goes down.
Let's go real quick here. Rodney in Litchfield. Rodney, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Well, the first thing is, I think something you guys have sort of missed, or I haven't heard you talk about it. There's only like four or five teams looking for a starting quarterback. Is that a fair statement?
No, Rodney, it's a great point, and it's one. I started to allude to it, and why when we started to originally point out why there would be a should drop is when you go through the amount of teams that need a quarterback or willing to take a quarterback, it tightens up really quick, really fast.
Guys, exactly. If there's one team that needs a quarterback, if there's two teams that need a quarterback and there's two quarterbacks in the draft, both quarterbacks go to those two teams, yes?
Exactly. So that's the one point. The other point I wanted to make is with Hunter. Yeah, I don't have a crystal ball. Nobody here has a crystal ball.
I actually have one.
He's going to be, first of all, I don't see him playing both positions. I just don't see it. If he does, good for him. I mean, he'll be the first, right? He'll be one of the first. He'll be the Itani. But is he going to be a really good receiver and a really good running defensive back? Because he's not going to be really good at either one of those positions. I would rather have a really good lineman, a really good cornerback. I don't want an average guy at two positions that I drafted second overall.
Well, good for you, Rodney. Rodney, you don't have to worry about it.
I appreciate
it's okay.
you, buddy. Thank you so much.
I'm letting you free of wondering whether or not Travis Hunter plays both positions ever again in your life.
He had me an average guy at two positions.
You're shackled, and I will let you free. Like, you're the genie in Aladdin.
Here's the thing. There's more than enough teams that if Shador was worthy of being picked in the first round, they would have. Pittsburgh literally doesn't have a starting quarterback now. The Browns.
No. But you can see with the drop again. Like if they didn't want to go through with that in the first round, and they're not as sold on it to begin with. What were the quarterback teams in the first round that we had talked about? Right, that were legitimately on the board for it. We talked a lot about nine. The Raiders are, by the way, in play now for Shador. I just saw that report from the NFL Network. But we talked about team number. Who was at nine last night? Why am I drawing
Saints.
A blank? The Saints.
Yeah,
thank you very much. We talked about the Saints, and then there was all the way 9-21. If it wasn't nine, it was 21 with the Steelers, and then people wondering back of that if maybe, just maybe, the Rams were involved. It wasn't like littered with a bunch of teams that were jonesing. That's why you only had two quarterbacks
Browns,
to begin with off of
the
it.
Giants. You can make a case that the Jets are in there. I mean, everybody wants to buy the Justin Fields thing. Guys, they give him 2 years, like $40 million. That's not going to block Shador Sanders if they love it. So the Jets, Giants, Saints, Colts honestly could be in there, Raiders, Rams in the future, Cleveland and Pittsburgh. That's a quarter of the league without even trying.
That was 6-7 teams right there. And you were courteous, by the way. You threw the Colts in there. I don't think the Colts are in play. They have a two-quarterback battle right
if
now.
If they thought Shador Sanders could be a better quarterback than Daniel Jones or Anthony Richardson, they'd be there.
You're moving the goalpost of the conversation. It's not whether or not they think that he is the second-best quarterback as the second-best prospect in the draft. That obviously is spent. That's done. That's not part of the conversation. We've moved it to whether or not in the second round, third round, and what happens if he falls to the fourth round?
Then that's where he deserves to get drafted, I would guess.
Okay, then.
Now, we were both a little dismissive there. Dustin,
I mean,
D.C.
saying, so.
Shador is splintering a quick-witted friendship before our ears. No. We will...
Shea Rally.
I was trying to say.
You know where you got me? It's when you start thinking that he's a fourth-round quarterback. Because I know you've always thought that, but it's a ridiculous thing to think.
I don't think
it's
it
ridiculous.
Is.
Ridiculous.
I mean, Brock
it's
Purdy
absurd.
Was a seventh-round pick.
Oh, jeez. What are you talking about right now?
I'm saying, what are you talking about right now? Who have I said?
Oh, I hate this convo so much. You are a ridiculous human. In front of me. I wish I had more notes.
Here's another one. Chuck that one at me, big boy.
I can't do it with the velocity that I did the first time. It was supposed to just go up in the air all towards you, and just like almost as a distraction of sorts.
Like a movie scene?
I don't know. It went. There was speed attached to it.
I'm just going to say, the guy that I've compared his arm strength to, which of course doesn't matter until it does, is Brock Purdy. Where was he drafted? Have I made the comparison before?
You're being a ridiculous human.
You're not answering the question because I think
you
know.
There's not a soul. Even the biggest Shedeur Sanders haters would say you're just flat out wrong on this one. But I'm talking to the biggest Shedeur Sanders hater right now in front of me.
How am I the biggest hater?
The win. He clearly the NFL world has decided he is not a first round quarterback. That should be enough of the win for you.
I didn't say he was, but if the NFL says he's a fourth round, if he's a fourth round pick, if that's what the NFL says, then he was worth a fourth round pick.
No, you phrasing this as if it's solely football reasons is insane.
I think football matters
more than
everything else.
There's so much more attached to football when it comes to the Shedeur Sanders conversation. And to act like it doesn't is ridiculous. To act like it doesn't, it's ridiculous. That was an ugly throw by you. Was that a right-handed throw? That was a right-handed throw, too. That was the most uncoordinated thing I've ever seen. You can never make fun of Shedeur Sanders' arm after that throw.
Wristed throw. Oh, my God. You had,
like, T-Rex arms.
I am fat guy laughing into the microphone.
What is the T-Rex arms?
I am saying it with my chest right now. I'll tell you that.
What was that? Like a shot put.
I don't know where I was going with that. I had a hell of a point, but I just, whatever the hell that was a bad throw. That is embarrassing. I'm a grown-ass man. I can throw a Nerf football 40 yards.
No, I don't believe it now.
People are calling me the LeBron James of sports talk. But if I was a football player, that's what people are calling me. By the way, Ryan on Twitter saying Nick is 100% correct. I mean, what are we going to do?
Unbelievable.
216-474-009.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Let's go with, it's either Jace or JC in Mayfield. What do you have for us? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, it has zero football reasons why that kid didn't get drafted. I think if his name is Banders, he gets drafted with those numbers.
Shedeur Banders?
if he's related to anybody else with those numbers he put up, he gets drafted.
Have you ever met somebody with the name Banders?
There's got to be somebody.
I don't know. But I think everybody's missing out on, say we tie one up tonight. And we take our two picks next year, and we try to get Archie Manning, and they pull out the Eli move, say they're not going to play for the Browns. Then what?
Wait, the Sanders family will do that?
No, I'm talking about the Mannings. Remember when Eli came out of 2004 when they said got picked by the Chargers?
Oh yeah, he's not in a position to make those type of moves anymore.
Yeah, and by the way, even if thank you for the call there, Jace. There's going to be a good quarterback draft next year. But real quick here, Mary Kay Cabot.
You think that now?
Better than like a potential fourth round quarterback.
You said good. Time will tell.
Maybe fifth round something. Yeah. Mary Kay Cabot.
Drew Aller for 7 months.
Tweeting out. He's from Medina.
Yes, he is.
Mary Kay saying, Browns fielded calls for 33, but she believes they'll stay there and make the pick. Some good tight ends and running backs still there, including the two OSU backs, Cam Scataboo and Caleb Johnson. Give me Mason Taylor.
Mason Taylor is on my board as well.
Yeah. We got a little board synergy.
We do.
Here.
Let's build
a bridge. Ooh,
I do sad news.
You want to tease it?
No, we shouldn't do sad news. You want to? No, I think
let's do it now because I don't want to come back with it.
I think so many people were touched by the story last night. So I just think. Tiffany's saying the mother of the first round pick for the Steelers, Derek Harmon. Did end up passing away shortly after her son was drafted.
Oof.
Yeah. We were all touched by the story. Like I felt,
no, I know, Derek Harmon was hardcore last night.
Derek Harmon was a player that obviously I attached myself to very early on, and then it just hit you in all the feels. We didn't have a lot of that last night, by the way, where ESPN just kind of went towards just like saying like the really sad stuff with all the stories. Yeah, they usually do a bunch of those, and I think they understood that this story just trumped all of them, and it was clearly the saddest story of the draft.
I don't really know how to pivot on that one,
no,
but we
there's
do
no
have,
pivot. There's
in
no
case
pivot.
We missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.